This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. The Dow keeps tanking and is now down more than 1,000 points this hour over fears the economy is weakening. But financial strategist Michael Farr tells us he believes this is temporary.
This is what panic on Wall Street looks like. This seems like a very emotional response and too much of a response to one piece of economic datum last Friday in that jobs report.
Japan's stock market also suffered its worst losses since the 80s today. At least four people have reportedly died, including two kids in Florida, where Tropical Storm Debbie is causing widespread damage. Tracy Hazens in Marion County.
Listen, I would stay home if I had no choice. I would stay home because there's tree down, power lines down. I mean, my anxiety was high trying to drive here with all the trees.
And it could get worse as the storm moves into Georgia. CBS's Christian Benavides is near Savannah.
Here on Tybee Island, there's just one way in and one way out, and there's concern flooding could shut that down.
This is a 1,000-year flood event, so this is highly unprecedented. We don't know what to expect.
People in Savannah are also bracing for the storm.
What is the worst-case scenario here for you as a mayor, and how do you prevent that?
I'm a mayor. I'm not God. And a worst-case scenario would literally be our city underwater.
The FAA says a flight from Boston to Rome was forced to turn around and head back to the U.S. because it was hit by lightning. It landed safely early this morning at Logan. No one was hurt. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will not stop Donald Trump's sentencing and gag order in his hush money case in New York. The former president wanted to put it off until after the election. Meantime, Vice President Harris is set to make her big VP pick tomorrow. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Many of those governors or senators in some cases come from battleground states. And we know that this election is going to come down to those key voters. So it would not be surprising if she went with a governor of a battleground state.
The announcement expected ahead of her rally tomorrow in Philadelphia. A surprising ending to the Olympics for Simone Biles today. CBS's Wendy Gillette's in Paris.
Simone Biles fell off the beam on her tumbling series, not able to complete the second of two layouts when she lost her balance. Teammate Suni Lee also took a painful fall on her tumbling series after her foot slipped and she ended up straddling the beam. Only two had clean routines, giving a tearful Alice D'Amato from Italy the gold.
Team USA leads the overall medal count at 75, including 19 gold, with more track and field finals underway now. Surfing and artistic swimming are also on deck today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's North and Zoo beaches are under yellow flags due to increasing waves. The water is testing all right, but the water action poses a potential danger. There is a beach hazard statement going into effect tonight for the Lake Michigan shoreline in Wisconsin. That warns of waves of 4 to 6 feet and dangerous swimming conditions. There's also this, a flood watch is in effect for Racine County and areas to the north tonight. Kenosha County's not included in the National Weather Service statement about significant rainfall. Recall organizers for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have petitioned the Wisconsin Supreme Court to schedule a recall election before November. They argue that voters in Voss's former district may lose their right to a recall if the election isn't held before new maps take effect. And Wendy Christensen, longtime Racine County clerk, is running to be the Racine County executive. The December special election will fill the vacancy left by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected passing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose in Washington. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Nationals jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Milwaukee scored 3 in the 8th, and that was it. The Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3 on Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy questioned on whether he pulled starter Tobias Myers too soon after just 64 pitches, replaced by Hobie Milner, who gave up 3 runs.
I thought we pitched okay. Tobias was not his best, but he was good. And we had a full bullpen. Hobie's been unbelievable for us, and he had some unfortunate luck. I thought everybody else pitched really well.
NFL, the Packers have signed another place kicker. Jonathan Garibay played in the UFL last season, only missing one kick. 2 years ago, he kicked a game-winning field goal for the Dallas Cowboys from 62 yards away. The Badgers held a live tackling session in camp over the weekend.
You guys have to be able to see if they can make some plays. So we challenged ourselves today a little bit going live. I mean, there's probably 75 snaps of live ball today.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. Practices continue this week at the UW-Platteville campus. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening. Some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
It's John Fred and his Playboy band and Judy in Disguise with Glasses. Now, John Fred originally wrote that song with the name Beverly in Disguise, but he changed it to Judy because it was much easier to sing.
Oh, Memorial Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
It's the Monkees on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, last night was another Racine Concert Band concert at the Band Shell at the Racine Zoo with Don Rosen as your host. The guest vocalist last night was Darlene Kelsey. Be another Racine Concert Band concert at the Band Shell at the Zoo this Sunday night. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Bednarik, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vitas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Timeless hits, WRJN. We are looking forward to Pure Soul, a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul. It's going to be at Memorial Hall Friday, August 16th, 8 p.m. Music from James Brown, Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, and more. Tickets available at the events tab at RacineCivicCenter.com or listen to Don Rosen. He might have some tickets to give away tomorrow morning.
Sweet.
closed the door to your heart and you turned the key, locked your love away from me.
Love is here, oh my darling, now you're gone. You made me love you, and oh my darling, now you're gone. You said love and you would make life beautiful when this passing day, but as soon as love came into my heart, you turned and you won't just walk away.
You stripped me of my dreams, you gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love that you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet, knowing that your love I couldn't keep.
My heart cries out for your touch, but you're not there, and the lonely cry fades in the air.
Yeah.
Johnny Rivers on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, nobody covers Racine news like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator J.D. Vance is expected to campaign in Eau Claire on Wednesday, the same day as Vice President Kamala Harris. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming tells Channel 4 TV in Milwaukee that Donald Trump's running mate will hold an event to compete with the vice president, who is expected to choose her running mate tomorrow. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin is at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution August 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A near-drowning incident at Lake Andrea on Friday afternoon has left a 19-year-old nursing student in critical condition. After being pulled from the water and getting CPR from bystanders and a friend, paramedics were able to restore Jackson Henderson's pulse and get him to the ICU. A GoFundMe campaign has been created to support his medical efforts. The National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement for the Lake Michigan shoreline in Wisconsin. Waves of 4 to 6 feet are expected tonight through tomorrow morning. Dangerous swimming conditions are expected due to the high waves and onshore winds later. A flood watch runs tonight for Racine County and areas to the north. Racine County Clerk Wendy Christensen, in office since 2008, is running for Racine County Executive in the December special election. The election aims to replace Jonathan Delagrave, who passed away unexpectedly this summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening. Some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody.
that song. It's King Harvest dancing in the moonlight on WRJN. I just picture him writing that song and just thinking, okay, what rhymes with light? Okay, everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose. They keep things tight. They're dancing in the moonlight. Yeah, I think that's how he wrote the song. Here's Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Everybody loves a clown on WRJN. We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Want to save 30% or more on local food services and merchandise? Just go to our website, WRJN.com, and click on the Big Deals tab.
My life, yeah.
Stevie Wonder on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is the Pope cannot be an organ donor. All right, that begs the question, why not? Why not? How would you, wouldn't that be the coolest thing if, you know, you needed, I don't know, a cornea or something, and you said, I've got the Pope's cornea.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. I got you.
Local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. The Brewers are off today, back in action again tomorrow night. We'll have it for you here on WRJN. Coming up next, though, CBS News at 4 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Watch it!
Timeless hits. WRJN.
Time I've waited, she was all I needed. get me gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. The stock market still tanking over economic fears, with the Dow plummeting more than 1,100 points in the last 30 minutes. CBS's Jared Hill.
Stocks nosedived as soon as the opening bell rang. The global decline stems from Friday's U.S. jobs report, which showed hiring slowing more than expected and the unemployment rate jumping to 4.3%. That fear has